Chapter 16.1 Section Summary.
By the end of the 1700s, Spanish settlements had spread across California, Texas, and New Mexico, the northern frontier of New Spain. In California, missions were at the center of colonial society. The missions used farming and ranching to support themselves. American Indians worked the land, but they often died because of crowded, dirty living conditions. Spanish colonists in California were known as Californios. In New Mexico, settlers lived in clay brick houses in small villages. The Spanish introduced new tools and foods, such as peaches, to Pueblo Indians, while the Pueblo introduced the Spanish to beans and corn. The Spanish established few settlements in Texas because of Comanche and Apache attacks. However, the Spanish government tried to encourage more settlement by offering land to colonists. The Spanish settlers in Texas, called Tejanos, brought new breeds of cattle and developed a cattle ranching society. In 1810, an army of Indians and mestizos rebelled against Spanish rule in New Spain. Led by Father Miguel Hidalgo y Castilla, the revolutionaries hoped that they could gain independence and better living conditions for the poor. As Father Hidalgo marched across Mexico, he began reforms such as ending unfair taxes and abolishing slavery. However, he and his followers were defeated by the Spanish in 1811. In 1821, the Spanish were defeated by an army led by Agustin de Iturbide. Iturbide was forced from power 2.5 years later. Then, in 1824, a Congress created the Mexican Constitution. In 1833, Mexico's new government decided to end the mission system because it had grown too powerful. The government hoped to encourage different types of settlement. To achieve this, mission lands were divided among Californios. The wealthiest families built huge ranches. Indians continued to do hard labor on the ranches. In Texas, much of the population had left during Mexico's War for Independence. Mexican leaders were worried that there were not enough Tejanos to defend the land. The Mexican government continued its efforts to recruit settlers to help protect the northern frontier.